Sometimes numbers stop feeling random. A clock catches your eye at 11:11. You look up again later and it's 2:22. A receipt total lands on 12:34. The same sequence seems to follow you through the week. Most people call this coincidence, which I don't believe in. Mystics have long understood something deeper. Certain number patterns act like thresholds. They interpret routine awareness, they create a pause, they invite presence. In today's Mystical Minds, we're exploring how repeating number sequences function as energetic mirrors, what different patterns may reflect, and how to use them as practical gateways for awareness. Because sometimes a doorway arrives through numbers. Hi, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to Mystical Minds. I'm your host, Allie Thies. I'm the creator of Out of Body Ecstasy with over 40 years' experience as a psychic energy worker and a soul connection specialist. Over the years, I've written 8 books with book number 9, Soulful Connections, scheduled for release in 2026. I've been walking the mystical path since childhood, and now I help others reconnect their true selves through intuitive readings, soul work, and the safe, sacred space of the Mystical Minds community. This podcast is your invitation to explore the magical, metaphysical, and the wildly mysterious side of life. From energy healing to spirit guides, soulmates, and sacred rituals, nothing is off limits here. So grab your tea, light a candle, and let's dive into the mystery together. Well, it's raining pretty hard here in Ohio. And usually when we have a lot of rain and wind, my electric goes. So fingers crossed it doesn't happen as I'm doing this podcast. Don't forget, we have subliminals, dream focused, astral focused, and telepathic focused for you to have the best, safest, and protective connection, as well as recall and a whole lot of fun. Take a look at them at outofbodyecstasy.com. Let's move to the card of the week. And it doesn't matter if you're listening to this episode now or if you're listening to it, hey, a week, a month, a year, 10 years from now. This card is for you for this week. And the deck I am using is Keepers of the Light Oracle Cards by Kyle Gray. And let us see what this week brings everybody. All right. Hi, Sweet Pea. In case you're new here, I have 11 cats. A lot of them visit me as I'm doing this podcast. This is Sweet Pea, Sweet to Pea and Mama Mia. She is one of the oldest cats in the house, her and Kitten, who is not really a kitten any longer. He hasn't been in a while. His name is Simba, but he has never really answered to that. It's always been Kitten. But they both turned 15 this year. And they are the eldest kitty cats in the house. And I have my dog. Is senior citizen as well, Miss Karma. She turns, she is 13. So if she makes it all the way to December, and I hope she does, then she'll be 14. Yes, we're just all moving up in age here. Hell, I'll be 59 in a couple weeks, which still just blows my mind. All right, let us see the card for this week. Oh, we want a good card. I think everyone just needs a break. You know what I mean? Let's see. Oh, Lord Ganesh. Infinite abundance. I like this card. Obstacles are being removed. Spiritual support and connections are increasing. Woo-hoo-hoo! This is good for everybody. We've had a lot of obstacles in our path, haven't we? Challenging. Several years. But this week we have the Aries new moon coming up here on Friday, bringing a lot of fire. And I hear that there are a lot of planets involved with that. Let me see where I have that. This kind of coincides with this card. Yes. The new moon arrives alongside a huge group here in Aries. The sun, Mercury, Mars, Saturn, Chiron, which I said that wrong, and Neptune are also in Aries, which means limited possibilities, but you got to give it a plan. All right. So while this week is opening up to infinite abundance and our obstacles are falling away, thank God, We need a plan. You can't go at this week all willy-nilly with this new moon coming up. So let's all form a plan, use this energy to our advantage, and move ahead. All right. Excellent. Let's move forward to the mystical item of the week, blue kyanite. Oh, I love me some blue kyanite. It is a crystal of alignment, clear perception, and energetic attunement. It supports mental clarity when patterns begin emerging quickly. Excuse me, which it will this week. Energetically, blue kyanite supports intuitive alignment, pattern recognition, clear inner knowing, frequency awareness, and mental stillness. It's a beautiful stone for number work because it helps you move from reaction into observation. Keep it near you when journaling, repeat sequences, or reflecting on synchronicities. Numbers become clear when the mind is quiet. I know. Gives you a little bit of food for thought, right? Well, today we are talking about repetitive numbers. I call them Stargate codes. I am a big fan of the show Stargate, so codes like 1111, 444, 222, 1234, you know, if we see them on the time or on receipts or on someone's license plate, there's a lot of different places we can see these numbers, right? Excuse me. But repeating numbers, they act like energetic pause points. They interrupt automatic living. And what I mean by automatic living is something we all do. We just go on what is normal, what is our routine, and we don't have to really check in. We just go through things automatically. But when you suddenly notice at 11:11 on the clock, your awareness is pulled into the present moment. That interruption is often the first message. The number itself is only part of the experience. The real information often lies in what were you just thinking about? What emotion was currently active? What decision were you considering? What theme keeps repeating in your life? Numbers slow the mind long enough for awareness to sharpen. This is why they feel very significant. They create presence, and presence is when intuition becomes a hell of a lot clearer. Now, different sequences often carry different energetic themes. They're not rigid rules by any means, but they're reflection points, like 1111, which I seem to see a lot nowadays. It's experienced as a threshold number. It tends to appear around an awakening, an alignment, maybe a spiritual opening, major decisions, identity shifts. Okay, 1111 is a doorway, and it often appears when you are standing between what was and what is becoming. And for sure, my life is shifting. Absolutely. And then we have 444. This sequence often reflects grounding and foundation. It commonly appears around safety. Are you worried about your safety? Structure, practical planning, home and stability, and nervous system regulation, which we all could use, right? Four energy is all about building something solid. When this number appears, ask yourself, what foundation needs strengthening right now? Because there's always something. Then we have 222, which I see a lot of as well. This number often speaks to relationships, harmony, and energetic alignment with others. It could show up around partnerships, soul connections, emotional balance, cooperation, and even patience. It's a beautiful number for sacred union work. When 222 appears, ask yourself, where am I being called into deeper harmony? Sometimes this is with another person. Sometimes it's all with yourself. And then we have 1234, which for a while I was seeing a lot of. It's one of the most practical progression numbers. Why? Because it often reflects sequence, movement, and orderly unfolding. It can show up during business growth, step-by-step healing, project development, life transitions, and skill building. This sequence often carries the message, trust the next step, not the whole staircase, just the next step, which is the next aligned movement. Now, these numbers are not predictions. They do not dictate fate. They mirror what is already unfolding. For example, if 222 appears during relational tension, it may be highlighting a need for harmony. If 1234 appears during a new project, it may be reflecting steady progress. The meaning is rarely separate from context. The context is the message. This makes number work practical instead of abstract. And here's a usable practice. Whenever you notice a repeating number, pause and ask yourself, what was I just thinking about? Okay, write down whatever number you're seeing, the situation, your emotional state, and the reoccurring theme. By the end of the week, you'll notice that patterns begin to emerge. This transforms repeating numbers into a real spiritual practice. Over time, numbers began developing personal meaning. For you, maybe 1111 may always show up before expansion. For someone else, 222 may always reflect relationships. The key is noticing your own symbolic language. Mystical awareness deepens through repetitive and reflection. The more you track the patterns, the clearer your personal code becomes. And this is your soul work of the week. There we go. The Stargate Code Journal. So this week, keep a number portal journal. Every time you see a repeating number, write it down. Where were you? What were you thinking? What was the emotional active? What was emotionally active, sorry. And what happened later? At the end of the week, review it for themes. And ask yourself, what area of life keeps showing up with each number? That's often where the portal is opening. Yes, indeedy do. All right. This soul work is also below in the show's notes. So you have it right there in front of you. And if you are part of the Mystical Minds group, I posted an energy exercise last week, and it's free to join. You can be a free member or paid member. This post went out to both. And in that energy exercise from last week, at the bottom, I attached a numbers book, which explains a lot of regular numbers that we see repeated and what they mean. So you might want to go over there, grab it, download it, and as you're doing your Stargates code journal this week. All right? Because the codes become more useful when you track them. That's how you see patterns. Now, repeating numbers are invitations into awareness. They are not here to control your choices. And this month in Mystical Minds, it's all about thresholds, gateways, and sacred crossings. Next week, we're going to move into seasonal openings and explore how equinox and the solstice gateways amplify transformation. Until then, notice what repeats, trust the pattern, and follow the next aligned step. Sometimes the number is not a message, it's a doorway. And that's a wrap on this episode of Mystical Minds. I hope it sparks something inside of you, a memory, a knowing, a nudge from your soul. Don't forget your soul work for the week. You'll find it under resources for episode. And if you loved what we explored today, please don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs a little magic in their life. And if you're craving more, let's join the Mystical Minds group. It's a safe, sacred space to explore everything from energy work to soul connections, intuition, spirit guides, and more. You'll find support, community, and your peeps. Of course, you can always book a private reading, energy work, or soul session with me at outofbodyecstasy.com. I've got you whether you're seeking clarity, healing, or a deeper connection to your soul path. So until next time, guys, stay grounded, stay curious, and remember, endless possibilities, infinite you.